So I invite you now to join with me in this time of quiet prayer and meditation, where we breathe into this now moment to allow ourselves to be centered, to be connected to the divine flow of all that greater omnipresence of God, or one source, or pure being. And as we breathe and as we allow that breath to support us in relaxing, we let go and we become receptive to this now moment. We let the resonance of the toning bowl breathe in and through us, relaxing us, allowing us to move into that calm, quiet place within that willingly sets aside all the busyness of the outer world and perhaps challenges that might be facing us at this time, or thoughts regarding our world, our situations. We set those aside knowing that this is a time to be renewed, to be lifted up, to be recentered and realigned with that which is the higher truth, that greater truth. Ah, with each breath that we take, as we inhale, we appreciate the gift of life, and as we exhale, we release any tensions we might be feeling. And we move more deeply into a quiet, inner, calming sanctuary where we are centered in the oneness of God. And as we open our hearts to world peace and to a recognition that world peace starts within us. It starts within the heart of our thoughts, our actions, the ways in which we show up in our world. For peace begins at home. Peace begins right here, right now, as we join together in the safety and the sacredness of this gathering of spiritual community. For we recognize that it is through the activity of the I Am, the truth of our being, the thoughts that we hold in mind, and the ways in which we step forth and put those higher resonating thoughts into action, that demonstrates world peace right in our own little corner of being. And so as we open our hearts, we take a moment to be aware of the ways in which right here and right now we can shift the focus of our thinking. Right here and right now, how we can step forward differently, with a different excitement, a different expectancy, a different anticipation of that which is our highest good. An attitude of gratitude, of receptivity, of willingness to be the light in the world. knowing that we are supported, that we are upheld unerringly through divine pure being and through that consciousness that would hold only that which is for our highest good. And so we take a moment to breathe into the stillness, to listen to that quiet voice that speaks within us, that helps to renew every part of our body, that helps to renew and uplift the thoughts of our minds, that helps to fill our hearts with unconditional love, that we may be that expression of pure being. And so we relax now into this healing time of silence. And so basking in that love and that light that flow endlessly from Source, from that which we call God or higher oneness. We just allow that light to shine so brightly within that it then shines outwardly, that we may walk as the light of peace, that we may walk as the light of love that demonstrates and calls forth a different experience in our outer circumstances and in our world. We are grateful for this opportunity to be the light of the world. And we take a moment to surround our prayer box in that intentional light of forward goodness, and to speak aloud the names of those we would wish to especially bless at this time. Isabel, Anne, Vicky, Evan, Anne, our world leaders, Unity Church of Peace, and having breathed forth these prayers of intention, holding them in that highest light, we do indeed know that the Spirit of God, that flow of life, is already at work, moving in and through all things, manifesting as greater good every step of the way. And we say thank you, God. Amen. Surely the presence
sweet.